everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Celeste Hackett. Yes, this is the third episode in a row we have her back. She's now a blast from the past. And what's happening now? Let's see. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on CalBanyan.com, we got text, graphics, and links that just make this podcast a lot more valuable. Now, I know some of you guys just listen to the audio version as you're out riding your bicycles around or jogging. That's okay. We'd much rather you have you listening to us on iTunes or however you consume this program than not having us at all, because we want to raise the profession. That's right. Let's do great things together. Raise the profession around the world. Let me introduce you my co-host. She is the fabulistic Celeste Hackett. She was my very first co-host. She's back with her dazzling personality. She has, let me tell you about her, she has her own center in Plano, Texas. And it's not a Plano center, let me tell you about that. She sees clients. She teaches classes. She is a certified professional hypnosis instructor through the Banyan Hypnosis Center. And she is an award-winning writer, trainer, and speaker. She's a hit at the Solid Gold Weekend. She's a hit at the convention. And now she's once again a hit on our show. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal. I'm doing excellent. And I just love being here. It's so much fun doing the show. Hello to everybody in Hypnoland, whether you're just listening on audio or you're watching the video. Don't forget, if you're an NGHer, to sign up for the nghnetwork.com, the new social networking site. And also don't forget to go to Facebook.com/hypnosis.com. That's how you say it, right, Cal?
Yes, yes. Hey, while you're on the nghnetwork.com social networking site, now that's only for NGH members, but if you're an NGH member, then you also want to go to a group I have on there called Mixing Business with Pleasure, and we talk about fun stuff, enjoyable stuff, hypnosis stuff, and we're going to talk about how we can do great things together, like maybe joint venture possibilities, partnering possibilities, all that kind of stuff. And if you're a five-pather, we have a five-path group there. Please continue, Celeste. I kind of ran away with it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And I'm going to have to join that group. I didn't know about that one. That sounds cool. Well, let me tell you about Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan is a professional hypnotherapist, and he's been a professional hypnotherapist since 1996. He's produced all these amazing training materials. He trains people from all over the world to be hypnotists. He founded a wonderful method of doing hypnosis called Five Path. It's just a methodical approach that's fantastic. It helps hypnotists take their training to a new level. In fact, lots of hypnotists who've been using hypnosis for years are coming and getting this training. He trains hypnotists and he trains trainers to teach this method. I'm one of his trainers. And he also was the hypnotist that came up with a very special brand of self-hypnosis, a body-mind-spirit approach to self-hypnosis called Seventh Path. Cal has just won numerous awards. It's hard to keep up with him with all these awards, and he's just recently won the Rexford L. North Award, which is extremely gratifying, I know, to him, because it's just the top award you can get, and it looks like a little Oscar. It's sitting right there behind him. It's all shiny, and now he's a hypno celebrity. So congratulations, Cal, for that award.
Well, thank you very much. And the truth is, I've been a hypno celebrity in my own mind for years and years and years. Hey, let me just talk real quick about, please go to hypnosis.org, and we have a video there on how to hypnotize someone. And it's actually me talking you through how to do the new version of the Elman-Banyan induction. And also hypnosiscenter.com, we've got my schedule. And speaking of my schedule, please check it out. We've got the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Super Course that includes 5-Path and 7-Path starting on October 29th through the 9th. You get the weekend off. So it's 5 days, weekend off, and 5 days off. So you get to work And maybe, if you get your homework done in time, you can go to Disneyland on the weekend. How about you? Got any classes coming up?
My next class is November the 5th, and we go through the 16th. It's going to be Hypno Boot Camp. You can get ready to eat, drink, and sleep hypnosis. It's very intensive. And then we have another one coming up in April of next year.
Oh, you work them hard like I do, huh?
Yes, and I should give the website out. It's Dallas Hypnosis Career Training. And if you don't mind me correcting you just a little bit, Cal, when I think of a center, you said I had a hypnosis center. I think of an office outside of the home that has more hypnotists working there. I actually work out of a home office, but I do have one office out of the home, and that's for my interns. When you come to my class, you can sign up for our internship program, and if you're selected, we'll take you by the hand, and we'll teach you and mentor you on how to do five-path hypnosis.
Well, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, I've actually talked about how people call their offices centers when they're not centers, and where they just have one person in the office. I just got carried away, Celeste. And really, a center is where a number of people come together to work on something. And so, I get excited sometimes.
Well, I am a center unto myself, so I can see how you would... Just like you, I've been a hypno celebrity in my own mind for some time.
That's right.
I've had a center in my own mind for some time.
That's right. Well, that's like they say, what you believe you can achieve, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's right. You got to be a success in your own mind before everyone else will recognize it.
Yes, and I always dream about having a center, but when it comes down to it, I just can't get myself to actually do whatever it takes to do that. I'm not sure that I'm ever really meant to do that, but that's okay, because the way we do it, we are really having a lot of success here, just working out of a home office the way that we do, and then having the school. I kind of like not having the overhead.
Yeah. You know, one thing is, I want to tell you guys out there watching this video, everybody on this show, full-time, successful hypnotists or hypnotherapists, and there's people out there who are hypno celebrities that really they're just part-time. You know, maybe they're like a used car salesman during the week, and on the weekend they do some hypnosis. But everybody that we have on this show, all of our co-hosts, and typically the people we have as special guests, they are full-time, successful hypnotists that are making a very, very good income. All right, Celeste, what are we going
to
do next?
Well, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty here with the top 7 reasons to be a hypnotist. We're going to get down to the last 2, but I do want to cover the others, since a lot of people may not have seen the last 2 podcasts, but you can see them in detail by going back to the last 2. So we went over the top 7 reasons to be a hypnotist. That's what this show is all about. Number 7 was see amazing hypnotic phenomena every day. Number 6 was job security. Ooh, I really like that one. Number 5 was get started helping people fast. And what we meant by that was, well, you don't have to go to college for 4 years. Number 4 was set your own hours. We all love working our own hours. Number 3 was get a new career at the fraction of the cost of college. And so we're down to the second top reason for being a hypnotist. Are you ready for it, Cal?
I wish I had a drum to roll.
Well, let me tell you, I had a really hard time deciding which of these was more important than the next, or which one did I like more than the rest. And so I don't know if my number 2 and number 1 are going to be yours, but the second top reason to be a hypnotist is help people when everything else has failed for them. Now, you'll get what I'm saying if you've ever been someone's champion or you've ever been someone's hero. That feeling that you get, amplify it to several times a day, every day, as a career, for a living. You're basically walking on air all the time. It's a very simple little thing in writing, help people when everything else has failed. But let me tell you, it feels wonderful. And we're always a little bit high on our work because of that. You get bit by the hypno bug, and all you want to do is help more people. And most of our clients, they've typically gone to so many other people before they've come in to see us. Like, I had a client the other day that went to several psychiatrists, several doctors, several other quote-unquote healers, and then they found hypnosis, and they found what I consider to be some of the best hypnosis around, which is five-path hypnosis and our practice and our way of doing it. And so when you can actually be the one that finally helps them, or, well, finally helps them, then that's just an amazing feeling. Have anything to add to that?
I was thinking about, as you're doing that, a client I worked with, that had been through to see 17 helping professionals when she got to my office. And she, her main thing was, please don't quit on me. Everybody else had quit on her because they just couldn't get anywhere with her problem. And today, she is a hypnotherapist. She changed her life. She turned herself around much healthier mentally. And she's helping other people, and I just could not be more gratified. I joke around in class about this, and I say, you know, it's amazing that we get any results at all. When you look at the population we work with, nobody ever goes to the hypnotist first. They try the book. They ask their friend for help. Maybe they go see the priest or the minister. They see the psychologist, the counselor, the self-help book, whatever it is. It's not until they're totally frustrated. Now, I want to say something that is very important. Counselors help a lot of people. Psychologists help a lot of people. Doctors help a lot of people. The self-help books, the videos, the all these different things, magazine articles are helping people. But the ones that need something special, we get. The fact that we get any results at all is absolutely amazing because we're working with, okay, adult language alert here. Plug your ears. We work with what I laughingly call the creme de la crap. We work with the people that everybody else has failed with, the toughest clients, the toughest problems. That's who comes into our office. And when you know what you're doing, it's all in a day's work for you. As the skilled, qualified hypnotist, five-pather, you can just do it, and change lives. And that's what's so gratifying about this career. How's that, Celeste?
I'm just thinking of a client of mine that a therapist sent to me. He sends me his clients, and he says, now, this is what I need you to do. This is one time in her life. I need you to help me fix it, because it's the only thing standing in her way. And he did this, you know, with a recent client, and he's a very nice therapist, and I always salute people who are willing to refer out, you know, and he does great work. All of his clients, all of his patients, I guess, they love him. And so she came in, and when we got to that particular scene when she was 5 years old, that was supposed to be the scene that was going to change her whole entire life, it wasn't the scene. And so there was other stuff. It went all the way back to the womb for her. I can't wait to see. He's on vacation right now. She's made humongous changes. I can't wait for him to see it. But she had been going to therapist for years, and she had been going to therapy when transactional analysis was king. And in her own words, you know, I don't know anything about therapy, but she said that they kept regressing her and taking her through these harrowing scenes and just, you know, your time is up, and emerging her. And so when you say creme de la crap, you know, it's not just the fact that these clients that come in to see us have horrible problems, but we're also sometimes dealing with what other therapists, what other counselors, what other people have done, and inadvertently, unknowingly, because a lot of times people are trying to do hypnosis, but they're not trained. So anyway, that's all. I guess I should get off of that mountaintop there.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, that's good. What's next?
Okay.
I want to hear number one.
We are down to the top reason to be a hypnotist. Got my handy harmonica. Didn't have a drum to do a drum roll. And this is what it is. This is my favorite thing. Maybe it shouldn't be my favorite thing, but I love it. It's become financially independent. Now, some people kind of look down their nose at me when I talk about how much money I make as a hypnotist, but I do it because most people don't realize how much money you can make as a hypnotist. And so a lot of people, I mean, let's face it, you got to pay the bills. And when I first started out doing this, my first year, I was actually seeing clients part-time, and the other part of the time, which made up for the full-time in hypnosis, was studying, and trying to understand all the concepts and how this was done. And in that first year, I made $30,000, and so I was able to pay back my investment that I put into hypnosis, build a great website, pay for groceries and gas and all those things. And then the second year, now I don't have the figures here in front of me, so I'm guessing, but you can find the exact figures by going to hypnosis.org and finding the easing of cows and looking up the frugal but professional practice, which is a series of articles that I wrote. If I'm correct, I believe my second year, I made about $46,000 that year. And then I upped that to around 56,000. One of those years I didn't grow that much. I had a lot of family problems. Then it was like 77,000. Last year, I made $80,000 working out of my home as a hypnotist. This year, if the figures hold true, Cal, I will reach that all elusive or all important, whatever you want to call it, not elusive because we're going to do it, six-figure salary as a hypnotist. And I think it's just incredible. So that's my favorite one. I do love helping people, don't get me wrong, but it is fun to have money.
Amen to that. You know, one of the things, this, I want you viewers and listeners to listen to this. It's very important. It's one of the things that we kind of have to knock into some new hypnotist's head. And that is, it's okay to make money helping people. It's okay. It seems like a lot of new agey, floaty people are attracted to the profession. And some of them just have this not great relationship with money. It's okay to make money helping people, especially the people we help. These people have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on stuff that didn't work. Do you think you earned an income when you helped those people, be they adults or children? It's okay to make money. Isn't that right, Celeste?
That is absolutely right. And if you can't make money, you can't help people because you can't stay in business. So don't tell me, you know, that you shouldn't be making money, you shouldn't be charging so much. The more money you charge, the better the results are, at least for me.
Well, yeah, that's what I told you. I says, you know, what you can do is instantly increase your success by significantly increasing the amount that you charge. And the reason that is the people who aren't really serious about making the change, they're not willing to invest a significant amount of money in themselves or the hypnosis. And another thing is, the more people invest into the process, the more likely there is of a positive outcome. So good, good. Hey, why don't you give them one or two tips on how you decided, because I know I teach about this in class, how much you should charge and when you should increase your fees.
Tips on how much you should charge? I would think that the first thing you should look at when you start thinking, okay, what is my fee going to be? But before we go there, Cal, I do have a couple of bonus reasons to be a hypnotist. I hope we can get to those. But back to the how you should charge. Okay, I think you should, this is what I did and this worked for me, look around and see what therapists in the area are charging and counselors are charging, and then charge a little bit more. And make sure that you charge on the higher end of what they're charging. At least that's what I think. That's what I did. But at first, you know, I charged $100 a session. Therapists in Dallas are charging $125 to $150 an hour. Now, my sessions run a little over an hour. So my sessions now are $279. And what was the other part of that question?
How do you know when to raise what you're charging?
Well, I guess the right answer is to raise what you're charging when you have so many clients who are clamoring for your services. But actually, I raised my prices when I wanted more money. I was like, I need a raise. I was trying to figure out how, you know, how I could get money to do this and this and this and this. And I went into meditation and I thought, oh, raise my prices. So, you know, I wanted to get a new car, raise my prices. I wanted, you know, if I need something, I'm the one who I go to for a raise. And actually, you know, that's worked for me. And I probably have more clients, like Cal was saying, now that I have raised my prices. People look at me and they think, oh, she must be really good. Look how much money she charges. And I probably charge more than just about any other hypnotist in Dallas. I'm certainly up there in the top two or three.
Perfect. Now, what do you do if you want to work with someone and they can't afford your services?
I refer them to someone else, usually. I also tell them, I plant a little seed. I say sometimes people will save up a whole year to come in to see me. And that way they're really biting at the bit, you know, to be done with their problem. Occasionally, if I really think the issue is interesting, or if I'm just, it's a little bit of a slow time, or I'm feeling super generous, and sometimes I do like to work with people and put them on a payment plan. So they're still paying the same amount of money, but they don't have to pay it so fast. And every once in a while, I'll let them pay it less. But they always have to pay something.
That's right. Good, good. All right, I'm dying to hear your bonus bonus reasons?
Well, this bonus reason isn't even in my article, and I came up with it when I took my sister, who's a registered nurse, who went through my class to be a hypnotist, to the National Guild of Hypnotists with me. She was enthralled and, you know, just with all the great speakers and all the great information. And when we got back to our room, she said, you know, I've been to many nursing conventions. And everybody who goes there, they're saying things like, I hate nursing. I wish I could get out of nursing. How do I get out of nursing? And she says, here, people are just loving what they do. She said, they're friendly in the halls. They're so positive, and it's just so fascinating. So I think that's another bonus reason to be a hypnotist. I think that if somebody would do a study and include hypnotists in the study of those people who have the greatest job satisfaction, we would be at the very, very top. Would you agree with that, Cal? We love what we do. And every year, it gets better. To my great surprise, I thought it'd level off sometime, but it gets more interesting. You learn more things from your clients. It's just like a never-ending cycle. But it makes sense when you think about it, because you're working with the mind, and the mind is endless, and its abilities are endless. So it's a pretty high job satisfaction there that goes on and increases. So that's one of my bonus reasons. Also, a real big one for a lot of people who go through my classes, and even for me and probably every hypnotist, is be able to help your family, be able to help your friends. Almost all of us have a family member who could use a little help. Now, you do have to be kind of careful with this one, because there are some techniques that are not appropriate with family and friends. But there's a lot of things that you can do just by teaching them, like how to respond properly to their emotions. And as you're working on yourself, which is another bonus, get over your own problems, you start changing, and then your circle starts changing just by virtue of the fact that you're happier, that you're more compassionate, that you're more forgiving, that you're more patient, that you're more understanding. All the people around you will start resonating like that too, and they'll start changing. We're reflective beings. If you go up to somebody and you smile at them, it's pretty darn hard for them not to smile back. So go try that little experiment. Start smiling at people. It's not just with smiling, though. It's with everything that we do and we are. People will start reflecting you. And also, for a lot of hypnotists who can't seem to, you know, get their act together in any sort of way, be it financially or mentally, or wrap their head around doing what they need to be successful, look who you're around. Who are you encircling yourself with? Because it works both ways. Would you agree with that, Cal?
Absolutely. Hey, can I get one in? A bonus one?
Yeah.
All right. It's not my number one reason, but it is kind of a fun reason. When you become a hypnotist, you instantly become one of the most interesting people that your friends know, or the most interesting person at a party. Isn't that true, Celeste?
Yes. That is really, really true. People hear you're a hypnotist, and they're like, oh, wow, and their eyes get big, and they lean forward. They want to hear what you do and how you do it. And that kind of goes along with one of my other bonus reasons, which is meet new and fascinating people. Imagine if you were hanging out with a hypnotist who knew exactly the right thing to say when you were down, exactly the right bit of information to give you or help to give you or the right suggestion you needed at that time. These people are interesting, and they're usually pretty supportive and usually pretty positive people. That's what hypnotists are. And as you're in that circle, you'll make more and more good friends. And so you'll be surrounding yourself with better and better people.
Absolutely. Hey, and I want to say one thing is, if you are the most interesting person at a party and people want to ask you about what you do, that's a lot of free advertising, isn't it?
Yes.
That's
that
right.
Really is a lot of free advertising.
That's right.
They always do ask, too, don't they, Cal?
They do. I mean, what's that? We see in a conversation with someone, if you're talking for a couple minutes, they say, so what do you do? And there you go. And people will start gathering around, and you're talking about, you could talk case history, whatever it is, and whatever you're most interested in, talk about it, and all of a sudden, you are the hit of the party. And I'm not a real social animal. I'm one of these people that likes to go to socialized type parties and gab a lot. But they usually pry it out of me and go home with a couple new clients. All right, how are we doing on time?
Well, it's about time to wrap up, but I'm going to say one more thing real quick. And it's just be a part of the solution for the world's problems, because there's so many horrible things going on in the world. And, you know, if you can do anything to make the world a better place, well, that's a bonus reason for being a hypnotist, too, as far as I'm concerned. But I guess we need to wrap up. I am Celeste Hackett, And this is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. It's been wonderful to be with you. Thanks for tuning in.
Give them your website one more time.
It's Dallas Hypnosis Career Training for my school and Family First Hypnosis, where I do sessions at home.
All right. Perfect. All right. This is Cal Banyan. Please go to calbanyan.com for the videos. If you're not there already, go to hypnosis.org. Learn how to hypnotize. We got all kinds of stuff there. We really organize the world of hypnosis for you. And hypnosiscenter.com to get my schedule of classes and all kinds of other stuff. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.